If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So one big thing is you have to learn how to fail, because I'm going to explain this to you. I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks. Like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were just, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? And you got to teach yourself that. But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you got to have an unlimited supply of fucking fuck you. This drive and passion. And it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, people like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times. He was talking about there's people in these different, programs that do it for 30 days. And there's a lot of programs that are 30 days. Mm-hmm. And 30-day programs are good, but it's kind of a hack. Because while they say it takes 3 weeks to develop a habit or some, it's always this hacky shit. I'm going to tell you right now, 30 days ain't going to do shit for you. The permanent, you want to make it permanent. Permanent, you start talking about a year, 18 months, 2 years, that's a sacrifice. And when you commit yourself to something for a year, you're not going to say, oh, I'm going to let that go. Because in your mind, you have it clear as day. That year took a lot out of me. That year built me. That year started to scrape away all that scar tissue, started to clean me up. 30 days doesn't clean shit up. 30 days just kind of covers up, put a blanket over it. It's like putting a rug over it. A year, it cleans you up nicely, man. Whatever your problem is, if you can dedicate yourself for a year to something, you could be a changed person. So I used to coach a lot of people. I don't coach anybody now.
Got it, but you used to coach.
I used to coach them.
Okay.
So what it was, my first question was, okay, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to forego? Because a lot of people, like this guy came in one time, I was a trainer. And he goes, man, I can stop doing anything but my Frappuccinos. I go fucking leave. Because I'm looking for that person like me. Well, it's hard for people to understand how I lost 106 pounds in less than 3 months. I sat down at the table and I said to myself, what are you willing to give up? Everything. And when people come to me with that kind of mindset, I can work with you. When you are willing to strip yourself down to nothing and give everything, that's who I want to work with. Because now I can mold you into exactly who you want to be. When you put these restrictions up, and that's why my first question is, how bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. There may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might fucking happen. And that's what people don't know. But to get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work. I've never been healthy. Like, people think that.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The races I did in the military broke me. I was broken way before then. Numerous health problems before I even got in the military.
Really?
Numerous. I'm talking about, like, you know, you're talking about like sickle cell.
Yeah, I remember that.
Twisted body from all the stress I was under as a kid. Different, just a lot of different problems. Thyroid issue, adrenal issues, all kind of shit. And so then they got magnified as I got older. So I would go to the start line of a race. Like Badwater, the 135-mile race to Death Valley. No one knows this. But if you go back, and there's videos of me out there, Google David Goggins' first video or first Badwater race, you will see black compression tape on my ankles. I had broken feet at the start line of a 135-mile race. And if you go back, you will see as I'm finishing the race, you will see this black compression tape floating behind me. I went to the start line of that race. I trained for that race with broken fucking feet. And I don't talk about a lot because what happens is normal people with normal minds can't understand that. So then you become a liar or this and that. But now I got to the point in my life where I'm like, you can go fuck yourself, dude. If you don't believe it, go ahead. But I don't talk about a lot because I know what I've done and I know what the mind can do and where it can take you. I've experienced it over and over, and my mom has seen it over and over and over again to the point where it's almost like I can't even believe sometimes, but I'm willing to go there. I want to push myself to that limit and see what happens. People cap themselves. They look at somebody and because their mind can't imagine it, they then start talking shit. This, he has to be doing this, or he has to be doing that. There has to be some trick. There has to be some potion. This is bullshit. No, it's because you cannot allow your mind to open up for the possibility of it can be done, which is why you being people,
yeah,
are where they are today.
Yeah.
Because you shackled your mind to have limits. And everybody has a limit, but find it first.
You got a limit?
I haven't found it yet. I haven't found it yet.
It's pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
I
haven't found it yet. I find it at times, but what happens is I then figure out how to get around it, through it, above it, climb over it. So those limits, I'm always, that's what I said, I taught myself how to fail. I'm always skirting on that like limit of like, okay, I'm there. Okay, I failed. But I was right there. What did I miss? What did I miss? Oh, that's what I fucking missed. And then it happens. They'll gain something from it, because that's why you're watching me. Think about it, man. See, people, like you're talking about that, you know, during the speech, people get hurt by these people. I love them. You're telling me every day, because I used to be a weak motherfucker too. You're showing me every day who you are. You 23 million people. You're watching me, but you don't want to admit you're watching me. This is great. I know exactly who you are. So while they want to come on, some of them want to come on and offend me, but you gotta see what's up with Goggins. You gotta see what's up with him. Must see TV. So you gotta watch it. So that's amazing. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Never will.
Never will. Because you haven't done enough for me to take notice. But you know who the fuck I am. So this, that alone gives me a lot of power every day. But that's what people gotta understand. These haters, they know who you are. But you don't know them. There's a reason behind that. You've done something amazing. Mm-hmm. They've done nothing. Period. Which is probably why they fucking hate your ass. If maybe you took your life more serious,
yeah,
lose some fucking weight versus trying to imitate David Goggins.
Yeah.
First thing. But second thing is, where are you going? What do you want to do with your life, bro? Like, you saw David Goggins, and because now you want some followers, I'm going to imitate David Goggins, and I'm going to be a fat, big old fat white dude.
That's right.
That runs and spills a bunch of shit. While it may be funny, where the fuck are you going? You look like late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are you going, bro?
Not very long or
like,
far.
Life right now needs to really be kicking you in the back of the head saying, look, man, our time frame is done. Because what people don't get about life is up until you're about 30, you're fucked. You know what you're doing. You're kind of just scrambling around unless you have good direction. Then you might figure it out from 30 to 50 something, maybe 60, and then the back half of your life, you're fucked. So 2/3 of your fucking life, you suck. So the more you fuck up that middle part, from 30 to 50, 40 to 60-ish, you only got about a good 25 years of like, man, I'm killing it out here. People don't get that. So you're fucking around out here, running around, your shirt off, and you're in that window now of like, you're starting to waste time, bro. You're starting to waste time.